Now to a scientific finding about a tiny microbe with a strange diet. Researchers in the Netherlands have found that an organism living deep in the ocean can survive on rocket fuel. As NPR's Jeff Brumfield reports, the creature's diet might tell us more about the earliest life on Earth.
There are spots on the ocean floor where volcanic activity causes the water to boil. These places are called hydrothermal vents. They're hot, the pressure's high, and there's no oxygen dissolved in the water. I have to say, it doesn't sound like the greatest place to go swimming.
It's probably not, but for these organisms, it's their spot.
Rick Caldwell is a geomicrobiologist at Oregon State University. He studies the microbes that live in the vents.
When you do see them in the microscope, they don't always look very spectacular. Some of them do, but most of them look kind of simple. Little round cells that are quite small.
These little round cells may resemble the earliest forms of life on Earth. In the beginning, there was no oxygen. Unlike almost all animals living today, these microbes don't need it. Figuring out what they do need may provide clues about life's beginnings. Martin Liebensteiner is a graduate student in the Netherlands.
I'm working at the University of Wageningen.
He's studying a particular kind of bug that thrives in the boiling vents, Archaeoglobus fulgidus.
It's a kind of bacterial-like cell.
Liebensteiner took some Archaeoglobus, put it in a beaker, and fed it. And this is where it gets a little wild.
2, 1, 0, 0, and liftoff!
The space shuttle's boosters used fuel containing a chemical called perchlorate. Liebensteiner gave his microbes a perchlorate-only diet. This was something new to them. In the vents, they use other chemicals for energy. But as Liebensteiner writes in a paper in Science, the little guys seem to love their rocket-fueled menu.
We found out it's using it for growth and for survival.
The fact these microbes could use perchlorate on the fly isn't as strange as it seems, says Rick Caldwell.
Yeah, it does seem weird, but the chemical does exist naturally in various places on our planet and also on Mars, for instance. And so microorganisms have been around for quite a while, have seen this material, and have recognized it as a compound that they could use.
The study suggests that this bug's ancestors sucked up whatever chemicals they could to survive.
They develop a sort of diversity, a bag of tricks that they have, if you will, that allows them to survive under different conditions, and this might be one.
In other words, these bacteria may have been using rocket fuel billions of years before humans did. But don't feel too inferior. We're still the ones that invented the rockets. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.